Good afternoon, everybody. This is Pastor Brandon over here at Walberg Baptist Church, and it's time for your daily dose of God's truth. And I'd like to welcome back our good friend, Russ Clodfelter. He's going to be delivering God's word to us today, and our prayer for you, as well as the people who may watch it later on, is that you would hear God speak and that he would minister to whatever needs you have on this wonderful day that he's given us. And so we're so thankful for Russ, so thankful for his family and everybody who works in this ministry with him. And it's a pleasure and always a privilege to be able to sit at the feet of a man of God who has been studying the Lord, studying his word, and then wants to communicate it to us all. So we're going to pray for you real quick, pray for Russ, and then I'm going to step out of the way and I'm going to let Russ take it over. Heavenly Father, we just ask you to bless this message that you've laid on Russ's heart. Thank you so much for his compassion for people, most importantly, his desire to love and honor and follow you and to share your good news. Father, may this message meet good soil. May it meet people who need it the most. And Lord, we ask you that wherever people are who see this message today, that they would hear you speak, that they would respond to you, and they would be obedient, not only hearers of the word, but also doers of the word as well. Lord, we thank you so much for Russ and his ministry, and we ask you to bless these words that he's prepared for us, Lord, for us to hear you through this time when we need to hear you so desperately. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, my brother, I'm going to step out of the way and let you take it over.
Hello again, and thank you so much for joining us here at the Daily Dose. Thank you for allowing me the privilege of sharing this short message. This time we will be focusing on the book of Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33. There are times in our life when we feel very close to God. We are praying and praising God for His hand in our life. Too often, however, the world sneaks in, distracts our focus on God, problems arrive, a broken relationship, loss of a job, we might find ourselves in financial or political distress, bad news from the doctor, loss of a loved one. In these times the wind, waves, and worries of this world seem insurmountable. Today's message title is Keeping Our Focus on Jesus. But before we read our scripture, a little background. Jesus was ministering, preaching, and healing the sick in the remote countryside. Quite a crowd had assembled, around 5,000, not counting women and children, not wanting to see them depart for home hungry. He asked his disciples to feed them. The disciples had a big problem. They could only find 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish. Jesus had everything under control, so he took the bread and fish, gave thanks to God, gave the food to the crowd. They all ate till they were satisfied, with several baskets of leftovers. On this day many wonderful miracles had been performed. Moving on, let's read our focal verses. Matthew 14, starting with verse 22. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." Let's pause here a moment. Obviously, this event was orchestrated by Jesus, He had his eyes on his disciples. He knew their exact location and circumstance. The disciples were probably exhausted, scared, their faith wavering. They probably asked each other, "Where is Jesus when we need him most?" Out of nowhere, up walks a very calm Jesus. Immediately everyone's faith is restored, especially Peter. Let us continue at verse 28. "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." Praise be the reading and hearing of God's holy word. Here we have the disciples. They had witnessed many great miracles earlier, and their faith is strong. With a head start on Jesus, in a boat, the disciples set sail. They were instructed to cross to the other side of the lake, but the strong winds and waves were against them and they were struggling to row at the oars. Then they see, and after being terrified, recognize Jesus walking on the water to them. Their faith is restored. Peter's faith is so strong at this point, he asks Jesus to let him come out of the boat to meet him. You can almost picture Peter, carefully stepping over the side. His faith is strong, his eyes and focus are on Jesus, but it doesn't take long before he is distracted by the wind and waves. It is the same with us. When the wind, waves, and worries of this world come our way, and sometimes we lose our focus on Christ, our faith is decreased, and we start to sink, like a rock, into the worries of this world. Let us, like Peter, reach up our hand and cry out, "Save me." Refocus our faith on Christ. Soon we will be safely in the boat and on the other side of any issue that we may face. Keep your focus on Jesus. The issues of the world and Satan is crouching at the door hoping to distract us and cause us to doubt. When problems arrive, the evil one wants nothing more than to hope we strike out on our own, to solve our own problems. We have been bought at a price. Our lives are not our own, as well as our problems. Jesus has his hand out, hoping you ask for his help. He does not, and never will fail you. Let us end in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for all your many blessings. We pray that in the days ahead, our faith would increase, that we would keep our focus on you, Lord, and not on this world and its problems. Forgive us when we travel down roads that lead us away from your presence. Please have your healing hand on all those that are sick and suffering in our community. Be with every prayer request we have on our hearts. Please lead, guide, and protect us in everything we do. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for allowing me to share, and as always, reach out to others in love, and instantly be transformed into the hands and feet of Christ.
Amen, my brother. I think my favorite line in that entire devotion was, "Up walked a calm Jesus." I love that. If I didn't quote it exactly right, I'm sorry, but that was exactly what I heard. Up walked a calm Jesus. I just love that because right now I know that this video is going to find somebody who needs peace, and you can't create peace, okay? You can't manufacture it by yourself. You have to be given it by the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. And we do want to give a big shout out to all of our veterans today. Thank you so much for your selfless service toward our wonderful country. And we know that things are a little bit up and down and topsy-turvy in our world right now, but we do thank God for you and for all those who have served in the past. And we thank you for modeling what true peace is supposed to be for us. But ultimately, we do know that peace only comes when we are at peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's guaranteed to us in the Bible. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, "Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And we can stand in peace. So if you need that peace today in the midst of life storms and these circumstances so you can follow Jesus, then we just want to offer to you the fact of what the Bible says. The Bible says that anybody who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And He will rescue you just like He did Peter. Peter was doing good for a while. Then he failed just like all of us. We fail multiple times, more times than we can count. But every single time, our Lord and Savior is there to pick us right back up. So if you're down today, you are not down for the last count. Jesus Himself wants to come to you as soon as you call out to Him. He will come and He will rescue you out of that pit, even if it's the pit of your own making. He is just that good of a Savior, and He longs to do that. He's done it for me. He's done it for every one of us. So God bless you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Russ, for the wonderful word from the Lord for all of us that just ministered to my heart as well. So until the next time we tune in with you, then we'll see you later. God bless you. We hope that this finds you doing well, and we will talk to you soon. God bless.